It is 8:35. It's time for the CGH program. We're going to be talking today with Dr. Stephen McKay from CGH Medical Center. It is Heart Month. Good morning, Dr. McKay. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Beautiful. I mean, this weather, this been bonus around here this time of year. Tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from and where you studied and stuff.
Well, I'm originally from Denver, Colorado, and went to University of Colorado, and then for medical school went to Chicago Osteopathic. From there, I went to Lutheran General in Chicago. Then I entered the military. I was in the military for 12 years. Did my cardiology training at Walter Reed, followed up at Duke University. Was a general cardiologist and then an interventional cardiologist for the Navy for several years. And then got out, spent 11 years on active duty.
Wow.
And then came here to Sterling.
You've been around. Been around the world, it sounds like.
Had some fun.
All righty. How long have you been with CGH?
2.5 years now.
Okay, very good. Well, let's start a little bit about talking about CGH's cardiologist services and what you offer.
So in cardiology, we offer a full range of cardiology services, including outpatient clinic appointments, which is a large majority of what we do. I follow patients who have had heart attacks in the past or rhythm disorders. Then we also provide echocardiographic services, which is ultrasound of the heart. We do pacemaker interrogations. We do cardiac catheterizations, which are angiograms, where we look and see what the arteries of the heart look like. We're able to do stenting, which is relieving a blockage within the heart. Pacemaker placement. We have physicians that come from University of Iowa who help put in advanced devices like defibrillators and things like that, and advanced heart failure treatments, which are device-based therapies.
Okay. When you say you have people come from the University of Iowa, why is that?
They're specialized physicians in what's called electrophysiology, which is an advanced practice in cardiology. Like, there really are three types of cardiologists. There's a general cardiologist, then there's an interventional cardiologist, which is what I am, where I do angiograms and stent placement. And then there's electrophysiology, which are device type of cardiologists who will put in special types of pacemakers for heart failure and do ablations for unusual heart rhythms.
Do you know early on in your medical training that's what you wanted to do?
Fairly early on, even before I really thought about going into medicine, I had an interest in the heart. I remember back in probably seventh grade in a physiology class learning about the flow of blood through the heart. I found that really interesting. At the time, I had, of course, no idea that I would eventually go into cardiology, but looking back, it kind of makes sense that's ended up where I gravitated to.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. What are some of the benefits of heart disease screening?
So the benefit would be prevention of major heart attack with physical activity or a concern over something befalling you when you're unaware. So if somebody who is not very physically active, sometimes a stress test and evaluation with a cardiologist or a general practitioner and in a screening questionnaire, we can determine whether somebody's actually having symptoms or avoiding symptoms that could lead to a heart attack in the near future.
Now, a lot of times I went in for to CGH a couple years ago for a heart check, and it came out really well. I'm overweight. I'm not real real active at my job and things, but how much of your heart problem is tied? My family history is good, too, with my heart, so I am a benefactor of that, despite my best efforts to combat that. How much of that is hereditary?
So a significant portion is hereditary. I would say probably 40% is hereditary, and 40% is behavioral. So things, smoking and poor diet and sedentary lifestyle contribute. I would say smoking is a very strong risk factor. Things that you develop along the way, such as diabetes, is a very strong risk factor for heart disease. Poorly controlled diabetes, poorly controlled high blood pressure, high cholesterol, all of these things contribute. And the more of these things that you have, and especially if they're uncontrolled at an earlier age, the earlier you have the onset of problems.
Why smoking? You always think of smoking and lung cancer, but it is devastating to the heart.
It is very much so. Smoking is a pro-atherogenic process. It creates inflammation within the coronary arteries and the coronary vascular, or the whole vascular system, especially in the legs in addition to the heart, an early risk for stroke. Smoking just contributes to plaque formation, cholesterol deposition into the plaques and plaque growth.
Quitting, if you quit smoking, how quickly will you relieve the chances of that? I mean, do you see the improvement immediately with plaque buildup, or will that stay there until it's taken care of?
So plaque buildup really doesn't go away over time. Once we have a medicine that can reverse plaque buildup, that'll be something quite striking. We don't have that yet. There are some high intensity statin medicines that have been shown to have very small reduction in plaque volume, but something to completely reverse the plaque that is there has not been shown.
I haven't smoked probably for about 15 years, but I did smoke for 25 years, so that's still there, whatever's in there.
Probably you did have some. You probably did have some sort of plaque development from that. It sounds as though it wasn't significant enough to become a clinical issue for you.
Good. Watch your weight. Quit smoking. What other ways can you combat heart problems?
So,
alcohol, I know, is one.
Alcohol is, in moderation, one or two drinks a day has actually been shown to be beneficial, especially in cholesterol metabolism.
Wow.
But certainly heavy alcohol use is not good. Heavy alcohol use can lead to rhythm disorders. It can lead to heart failure. Alcohol certainly needs to be in moderation.
Yeah, and that doesn't just go for the heart. That's pretty much universal, the alcohol. Get active and eat healthy, too. What can you do to control your cholesterol and blood pressure? Lose weight? I always say that.
So losing weight is very important for blood pressure reduction. Watch your salt intake. If you don't read labels in the grocery store, get used to reading labels. And the sodium content is very important. Anything over 2,500 milligrams of sodium a day would be considered enough, or too much, over 2,500 milligrams. So doing that is very important. Physical activity has been shown to decrease blood pressure over time. And then sometimes all of that is not enough. Sometimes you need medicines to help control it.
Right. I had read in the past the number of people who die, I don't know if it was worldwide or in the United States, it doesn't matter, because of salt. It's a pretty staggering number that leads to the heart attack.
Yeah.
Just from salt.
And that's just hypertension. The number one risk for heart failure is hypertension, uncontrolled hypertension. Most people, I would say half the people that have hypertension have no idea they have hypertension.
Right.
It is a silent damaging factor for certain.
Okay. We're talking Dr. Stephen Mackey from... McKay,
yes.
McKay from CGH Medical Center. Are you at the clinic, or are you in the hospital, or how can we contact you?
I do both. Today I'm in the hospital, but tomorrow I'm in the clinic, so it's kind of depends on the day.
General clinic hours is when you're in operation as well?
That's right.
And can you need to be referred to you, or can you get appointments with you?
We're pretty open for seeing whomever would like to come in and see us. Typically, referrals come from primary care physicians to us.
Okay.
But there are often times that, I'll see folks who happen to stop me in the hall or wherever and ask if they could come see me, and I usually always accommodate those requests.
Okay, very good. Thank you for coming out, Doctor.
Thank you very
much. Appreciate it. 844, we'll be back here at WSDR.